Welcome to the Organize 365 podcast. I'm your host, professional organizer, productivity expert, and motivational speaker, Lisa Woodruff. This podcast will help you embrace progress over perfection and create lasting functional organizing in your home. I have so much to share with you, so let's get started. Tracy, thank you so much for joining me on the Organize 365 podcast.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I'm really excited to be here, and it's like an honor to see you and actually talk to you.
Well, you know me, I like to talk, so I need people to talk to. So thank you for being one of the people that I get to talk to.
All right.
How did you first find Organize 365?
Yeah, so I have a friend. I'm in a community Bible study group at my church, and my friend Ambrose is part of that. And she's a busy homeschooling mother. And so she was explaining to me about the Sunday basket. And I don't know how we got started on that conversation, honestly, but we're always talking about random things. And I'm pretty sure I was just telling her how I'm pretty scattered at home. I didn't have too many people over because of that. And so she was explaining how it helped her in a brief, you know, moment of time. She's explaining it. And I was like, well, that sounds interesting, but I have a lot of filing, you know, cabinets and everything. And it just kind of, I let it marinate a little bit. And I thought, you know, I need something. I mean, if this is helping her and she's got like four kids and, you know, maybe it'll help me. I only have three. And I thought that was a stretch. So the reason why I let it marinate though, is because I would get up literally in the middle of the night and just be stressed out about paperwork. Did I forget something? Did it, you know, like it's going in my mind and that's, you know, that's what happens. And I remember one night I just like, it tipped me over the edge. I just pulled out the filing cabinet, you know, one of those tall ones, you know, those little file, those little magazine rack. And I'd shoved all these papers in, like I thought it was organized. And I dumped it on the floor and I started sorting on my own. I didn't know about your program. I just was like trying to make sure I knew what was in there. And I guess I got sick of that. And so then I looked you up. I was like, I was done, you know, in addition to everything else we do, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Do you have any idea how long ago that was?
Yes. I remember asking for your program over Christmas. And I believe it was before my daughter, my oldest daughter, who's now 20 and she's a junior in college. It was before she graduated. So I believe it was like a year before she graduated. And I started doing it
4 years ago, almost three, four years ago.
Yeah. And I signed up for everything. I was like, oh, they have a kids program. I need to reprogram my son, you know? So I was like, so I signed up both of us.
Yes, I can do that.
He was driving me crazy.
We have so much to talk about. Okay, tell me about these three kids who do or don't live in your home with you.
Okay, so I homeschooled. So I was a teacher, former teacher, special ed teacher. I stopped teaching when I had kids because I wanted to stay home. I just knew, because I also was a preschool teacher before doing the elementary school. And I'm like, I don't want to miss out, you know, because preschool is a replication of the home. I'm like, this is dumb. I'm not sending them to preschool. So I asked my husband if we could do it. And we did, you know, we swung it. And so I'm like, okay, great. Cause I looked up at the taxes even. I'm like, look, it would push us into the next tax bracket if I keep working. But if I don't, then we're okay for a while. So we went to that extent. So I homeschooled them till seventh grade. And then I'm mathematically, I know you're not mathematically challenged, but I am. So I stopped seventh grade was when it got to be really difficult. Plus there's a new math and everything. So I had to retrain my brain. And I was like, what is this mental math? Oh my gosh.
I don't do new math. Just FYI. I don't do new math. And I couldn't make it past fourth grade spelling. So you have me beat there.
Singapore math, man. I was just about to tip me over. I was like, adding in my head going,
exactly.
So it's like, yeah. So I have three. And so one is out now. She's a junior in college. Actually, she's the only one that homeschooled all the way through. I don't know how that happened, but I didn't do it at home. She, in high school, she was out at a school. And my oldest now is a senior. So another season, like everything is changing. Yep. And then I throw work in. I don't know why. And then my son is a sophomore.
Okay.
Which is crazy.
It's a pretty full house.
And then my husband, and he's working here behind me.
I think like as our kids get older, it seems like it should get easier. And in a way, like once they become driving and they have their own job, it does get a little bit easier in that you don't ferry them to places and you're not looked at like the camp counselor because they can make their own entertainment. Sometimes mm-hmm. you'd rather them not to be entertained and you'd rather they be home more, but you're out of that part of parenting. But yeah. the mental
one, I still have one I'm driving.
And the mental of the amount of changes that all of those children are going through simultaneously and you and your spouse are going through at the same time, like just you switch yeah. doctors, you switch schools, you have financial aid, you have like duplicate things for
yeah.
apartment living, for college living. And then what do you do in the summer when all that comes back up? Like there's it,
yeah.
the stuff it's maintenance changing. Of kids from 16 to 25 is almost the same as the stuff maintenance for babies to 5-year-olds, because it's that constant changing of what they need and how often they need it, yeah. and where they need it. And the only difference is when you're doing it at home, like you could do it at night while the TV is on, or you could take a weekend and do it. When you do it with kids that are 16 to 25, like they want it done now. And they told you they wanted it done now 30 minutes ago,
yeah.
but
yeah.
you have a job
yeah,
or yeah. some other thing going on that you have to like weigh, which is more important, but you also want time with this kid, but you want to save a little bit of money, but it's really heavy stuff. And okay, we're going to pay to sort it. We're going to pay like it's constant. It is very much the same though, as that 0 to 5-year-old. It's just
okay.
much bigger stuff. So I'm yeah. not surprised that you were like, I need something to organize this. Like it's the mental of those, all of those transitions of all of those people is really a yeah. lot to think about.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. And it's a lot of paperwork. It's so much when you homeschool. I was like, this is what the counselors do. Oh my gosh, I'm starting in 7th grade with the homeschooling paper. I started and I was literally writing what I had to write bios on each subject. And yes. And finally the schools did it. And I was like, why didn't you do this earlier? This is killing me.
And when I did it for Abby, I was always so stressed, like that when they would review it, they would find out that I yeah. did something wrong or I wasn't up to the par. And then what would they do? Like not let her be in the next grade? Like she's in my school. Like, but the worry you have when you have to send this stuff into the state and they have to say that you did a good job and like, yay, you actually educated your own kid. Like it's stressful.
Yeah. Well, reality, like I was more concerned about the college stuff and the reality of it was like, how long do they actually look at that application? Really? That section yeah. is like maybe a couple minutes, you know?
I know, but you gotta do it.
I know.
You gotta do it. Cause what if you don't? And then
exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Ah, the stress. Okay. So
yeah.
Why did you decide to start getting organized?
Like I said, I'm waking up in the middle of the night. Like it's just, I'm keeping it all in my brain. When you said you had a box, okay, I have a box right here. I mean, I have it literally, like it's right here for my work. I could take my brain and shove it in that box. Yes. I will take my brain and shove it in that box. So I do. And I have little 3x5 cards like on the counters that are very serious, like that's got to get done. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm 51. So like we're close.
We're right there.
But thank God that I found this, like, well, not that this health and wellness company is a hallelujah, but I'm just saying that I have to try all their products and my hormones were whack. And I was like, I'll try everything. If that gets me to sleep, yeah, I'll try it.
Oh my gosh, the sleep. Why is so for my 50th birthday, you want to know what I got? I got one of those Aura rings. So I have an Apple Watch. I wear it during the day and it tracks my steps. It's not always accurate. It thinks when I rock the baby, I'm walking, but you know, whatever. So I have Apple Watch and the Apple Watch will track your sleep, but I can't sleep with a watch on. Like I'm a very light sleeper.
Yeah.
And it'll do the EKG and the heart rate and all that stuff. But this Aura ring, it's ridiculous. It's like $300, but it's this ring. I don't have it on. I just wear it at night. It looks like a man's wedding ring.
I've never heard of that.
It's like plastic. I thought it would be really heavy, but it wasn't. It's really, really light. So I got it for my birthday. Like I literally turned 50 and put it on my ring. I was like, I wore it all weekend long and I bought it because of the sleep. Tracy, it's the sleep.
Yes.
My husband snores. And then for a period, I was waking up with the hot flashes. And then, so now it's like, I go to bed, I have to have my hot bath and I'm all warm. Then in the middle of the night, you have to turn on the fan and I'm like, okay, I can't even. So this ring tracks your sleep. How much deep sleep, REM sleep, all of this stuff. I have only had it for 5 days at the time of this recording. And already I'm ecstatic because it is telling me when I do and don't have good sleep, but also it's showing me how many times I wake up at night. And now I've just decided that I'm going to wear the ring at night. I take the hot bath. I wear the ring until the morning. Yeah. I put the ring down and I wear the watch. We only need one tracker at a time on Lisa. And I slept 10 hours one night. I slept 5 hours the next. I'm like, I don't even care. I don't care how many hours it is, whatever it takes for me to feel refreshed. That's what I'm going to do. I'm telling you, you people have no idea. Those of us in our late 40s and early 50s, it's they all about the sleep. No it is all about the sleep. It's all so about Lisa, the sleep.
You're going to call me after sometime you call me after and I will hook you up. I seriously have a pat. You're going to be hooked up, but I did make my husband, hook me up. He got an operation on his nose so he could breathe better. He had to, his nose was broken and he never fixed it. And my daughter,
Craig's too. Okay. What's with these men not fixing themselves?
So you can sleep because even if you have do everything in the world, it's that guy's.
Well, I'll just tell you a little secret on the podcast. Lisa decided she sleeps in Joey's old room. So say what you will about it, but I'm sleeping in my own room. And you know what? Greg and I went away for my birthday and then I didn't sleep again. He said, so that room thing, I was like, yep. We're dating.
I know.
Like,
I get it.
I don't know what to tell you, but
where
I am
going to be. Yeah.
Such a happier person. He is such happy. Everybody is so much happier now. And I'm not saying it'll be forever, but I'm also not saying it won't. And our marriage judgment. Is better is all I have.
Yeah.
As I tell everybody on the podcast, but here's the thing. I've been doing this for 9 months and nobody knew. You didn't know I was sleeping in this. And you probably have a judgment. People who are listening, maybe not you.
Tracy. Yeah. You shouldn't. Yeah.
But people are having an opinion. People are having an opinion right now. That I'm sleeping in my son's old bedroom. And you know what? Have your opinion. I have energy. I'm
exactly.
So happy.
Exactly.
And that's so true. Like what happens in your house affects you and your family and no one else for the most part. 99% of what you do in your house affects nobody that doesn't live in that house. So, you know, do the organization you have to do.
Yeah.
Get the sleep you need to get. I mean, yeah, we don't have to judge what other people are doing in their houses.
And you don't want
to just
depression.
Need to take care of ourselves.
I mean, sleep will lead to depression. If you have lack of sleep, that's huge. So yeah,
getting my
I agree.
Sleep.
Self-care.
Yes. All right. So back to your story, Tracy. No, I love the conversations. All right. So 4 years ago or so when you found this, what had you tried before to get organized and why were you ready to try Organize 365? Well,
I tried a lot, but I felt like I was always doing a different thing. But so I tried some binder and it was good, but I didn't have time to fill out everything. And I know you have that. There's no judgment here. It's just like you shove things in binders. And so I had warranties in binders. And I actually was cool when I kept it in the same room because then I could just pull it out. So it was convenient. Yes. I didn't know I didn't need all those warranties, but you know, it's nice to know that I had those warranties. They've taken up real estate, but that's okay. And I had filing cabinets, but then I tell my husband, oh, I got this new filing system. It's color coded. He's like, I don't care. You know, like, so he just wasn't on board. I would try all these different things and I'd give it to him and he'd go, I'm not doing it that way. I'm doing it my way. And I'm like, okay. I used to do the bills and then I gave it over to him when I had the kids. And then I had organized, at least I went online, you know, I got it all bill pay because I needed to survive. So I was like, right when bill pay came out, I'm like, I'm so on this. I'm so sick of stamps. Yes. And, you know, I was so on it. And so I think he was grateful for that. At least, you know, that was like a big thing. But, and when I homeschooled, I did workboxes because I was sick of them saying, where's my pencil? Where's my, you know, and I lost my sheet. And I'm like, okay, we have no time for this. So I bought all these plastic bins and I would shove all of their work into their bins and it was perfect. They just pull it out. And then I'd have even Velcro things. So when you're done, you stick it on your, you take the little Velcro off and stick it on the wall. And so then I could visually go in and see where they were at, saving me time. Right. I was really big on time management as well. You know, as a mom, you don't have all the time in the world, but the filing, it was just doing it. And I think it just made me feel good, but I didn't even know what actionable items were. Like when you said that, I was like, oh man, I'm really missing. I'm really not, I don't know what I'm doing. I mean, this gal is a guru. I don't know what I'm doing. So yeah, so that's, I just sort of were surviving. And then the important papers got shoved in a magazine bin and I would shove it in the closet, you know, anything that had something to do with school or whatever. until I could look at it, but I didn't look at it the same day of the week either. So I wasted a ton of time.
So what was the first thing that you did? Like, did you start with the Sunday basket, or how did you start with Organize 365?
Yeah, I bought the Sunday basket and I just listened to your podcast. I was just listening. I remember going to a hotel room and just listening. So that must have been a little bit later, because I think I might have started with your organization for the house because I knew that Jada was graduating. And then I listened to your podcast for the Sunday basket, and then I evolved into it. Because I remember going to a hotel room when she was in school, like visiting her, and just listening to the podcast and taking notes on random pieces of paper. So I think that I started with the organization program for the house and just trying to get all the papers in one spot too. And then I started shredding. So that's kind of how I started. And that really saved my hide for graduation when people came to our house, because I never had people over because I was too embarrassed. I would have dust, you know, clutter from homeschooling. I would always meet them somewhere else. So unless they were really close, you know, like my friend, I have a couple of friends that I would be okay with, but for the most part, I wouldn't have people over.
Do you have people over now?
Yeah. And it's nice because we all clean. The house gets clean when people come over. I just clean when it's convenient, like I'm in the bathroom. Oh, I might as well clean, you know? And so I'm taking the moments like that. I wouldn't say I'm organized in a cleaning schedule, because that's not my thing. Like, it just,
me neither.
You know, but it's nice. Yeah.
So you started, like, you have a cleaning habit now.
Yes.
And
I did.
So the organization habit had to come before the cleaning habit.
Yes.
Okay.
Very much so. How long? And mental, it's a mental thing too, right? A mental switch too.
How long did you organize first before the cleaning started to kick in?
Yeah, I organized the whole program. I did the whole 100-day, exactly like you were saying. And I was telling people, my family was like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm cleaning. I pulled everything out. I got sick of the mugs not matching. I got rid of them. And now I don't care. But like at the time, I was just trying to get rid of everything. Things break. So I'm like, whatever. But I liked your mantra, progress over perfection, because that's what was holding me back. And I'm like, good. If I just make progress, I'm all good. So, and the stuff fits in the cabinet, then that's good. And then I just started reconfiguring, and I was putting the sticky notes on the front saying, this is the baking supplies. So if they said, where's the baking supplies? They're above the fridge. You see the sticky? It says it. So I had little stickies everywhere until they got used to where the new system was.
Yeah.
And it hasn't changed. I mean, the fridge probably has to, you know, get sorted out, but I actually labeled the shell. It doesn't matter. We have a small fridge. So if it doesn't fit, you shove it in somewhere.
Right.
But,
right.
Yeah. But for the most part, everything. I mean, I look around my living room. I sent you the living room photo because you had showed us how to declutter our phones. So I actually got rid of a lot of the older photos. I just deleted them. So I'm like, dang, I deleted all those photos that I could have sent about, you know, my kitchen, but it's still the same. I mean, and I even added different, like I exercise here. So I put a nice basket and I put exercise equipment in and I just leave it there. You can't really tell what it is. And it's really helped the flow of everything. Yeah.
So how long has the organization stuck, like stayed organized?
Yeah. At first I had to tweak the kitchen so it didn't stick. And I think that when I don't know if it was the labels. I didn't really label. Well, I did. I labeled the pantry. I thought that was necessary for me to remember where to put things. Yeah. But yeah, it stuck. I think there is different seasons for different things. For example, we have a patio room that never fully got finished because of Coral still being like, she has a desk in there. And when COVID hit, that changed everything. So I kept the desks in there and actually that saved my hide. I mean, once we cleaned and we had the desk out there and my son was getting into, you know, gaming sort of, but that actually saved him too, because then he had the headset, he had the camera. Mm. So he was fine. He had a setup there. And then my other daughter had a desk in there and they were all doing, and my husband was working. Well, no, he worked at work still. So the two of them were in the patio room. And so then my daughter from college came home. So it was all organized. And then we just put a Costco table out there for her and she could either use her clean bedroom. It was clean or the patio room. So, I mean, it really, and then you also had the children's program going on during COVID. And I appreciated that so much. I was like, oh, thank God.
You mean when I did that, like for 6 weeks, I did the Lisa school thing?
It was good. Yeah. Yeah. It was good. I had there was an organization sheet for the child to do
things. A daily sheet.
I did that for my son. I mean, he was still young. I'm like, he hadn't grown yet. He's still in that mindset. And I was like, oh my goodness. So yeah. You helped us transition so many times. I can't even thank you.
You know, I kind of forget about those things, but you know, we all felt so like everybody wanted to do something that would be meaningful, but also no one knew what to do or what was happening or how long it would last. Or all I knew, because you're a former teacher too, all I knew was these kids are coming home. These parents are not prepared. And kids without a schedule are not settled kids. And already the world's not settled. And I was like, okay, well, I know kids. I have a camera. I understand Zoom. Like I understand all these things. We'll just do Lisa's school, thinking it would be a couple of weeks. And I think we went 6 weeks. And then I was like, okay, this is going to go on. You guys are on your own. But yeah, I said to our graphic designer, okay, here's what I need. I need a daily agenda sheet. I need kids to learn how to make their own schedule. So their parents are not going to be able to make a schedule for every kid and themselves and find everything they're going to need and get toilet paper. And so, and I enjoyed it.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so glad. I have all my kids do sports. Okay. So except for, the one in college, she just does it with a class. Right. But I have one that has ADHD. Can you imagine? There's no soccer. I was like, oh my gosh, we're going biking. Yeah, let's go biking. You know, I mean, we needed something. She was losing her mind. She had to go walking and she is really organized now from COVID. She literally organized all her dressers and she folded them better than I can. Like she was never even on your program. She just did this on her own. She was just doing all this cleaning and she got into plants. And so we have plants everywhere that are going to die when she leaves. But, and I got into baking. I was like baking bread. I'm like, well, I've never made sourdough bread. Let's do it.
Time. If you didn't make it during the pandemic, people, you're never going to make it. That's all I have to say about that. So, you know what I found with people who are diagnosed with ADHD or have ADHD tendencies, which FYI is everyone, but for people that actually have the diagnosis, learning the skill of organizing, it takes a little bit longer, but they hold on to it longer.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean when I say that? Like, because my kids have both been diagnosed with ADHD and they get overwhelmed and they're like, mom, I can't do it. But then as I start them down the, okay, take all your clothes, start the laundry. Okay. Pick up all your trash. Then they can just do their whole entire apartments because we set that into place. Like they learned the skill, the steps to the skills of organizing so deeply that if I start the loop in their head, it just kind of takes over and they keep organizing. And then also I found with both of my kids and with other people who are diagnosed with ADHD that they don't like usually to organize and create schedules because they like planning. To be creative and synthesize and all these other things.
Yeah.
But they also realize that if they, the cost benefit, if they take the time to either have less stuff or do the organization, then the gift of ADHD, which I believe it is a gift, is allowed to flourish even bigger because they really have the space and the time to really explore all the rabbit trails and make all of the synergies in order to get to a bigger thing because they're not interrupted by, I can't find the thing. I have to do this. I forgot to do that. And so it's a blessing and a curse. Like if they just buckle down and do the 30 minutes and straighten up the room first, they actually get to a bigger creative block because the space is ordered. And usually if we can get people to that point, and they recognize the benefits, then they go, okay, I'll do it less stuff then. I'd rather have less stuff so I could get it cleaned up quicker so I can do my creative thinking and the unique way that my brain makes synergies. And so, I think that time that was given to us at home during COVID, not how we expected it to be, many people use that time to go ahead and rethink what they wanted their homes to be. And that is something that will pay them dividends for decades to come.
Yeah, I agree. I just was so glad I did it before that because Goodwill was totally shut down. And and I was like, I had a place. I found one that was open and I helped my friends that were doing the purge. I said, oh yeah, there is one open. And I would give them all the parameters on that one.
Oh my goodness. So when you first did this and you got organized before COVID, what was the first space that you were like, that is working, like that is organized? How did that feel? What was that space?
Oh, well, I would say that my bedroom, where my clothes were and everything, that was really working because I would spend, a while trying to figure out what to wear and everything. And I knew, like, I used the cubby system for my exercise clothes next to it, because I don't have a big closet space. So I would hang up I already hung up pants because I don't like to fold. So I would hang them all up and color code them. That was you though. The color coding was you. I was like, oh, that's a good idea. And then the shirts, I hang them all up. But now I'm in a different season because I had to try all these wellness products and I lost another 10 pounds. And I'm like, great. Now my belt doesn't fit. I just had put new holes in it. And I'm like, okay, my belt doesn't fit. I have to get some more clothes and organize my closet again. You know, that never changes, right. But it's good. It's good. I mean, I actually enjoy doing it. Before, it'd be like such a chore because I had crammed so much stuff in there and my shoes weren't organized, but now they're in bins, or if I'm using them, they're just right there. And it's just, I can see what I have. It's so much less time in the morning. And my husband is on board too. So he sees me doing it. He organizes his closet too. It's a pattern. Like you see, if I do it, then I see that he does it. That actually is true.
Yeah, because once your side looks nice and organized, then the other side looks worse than it was. You know what I mean? Because now you've got something to compare it to.
Yeah. 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 And he's working out more too.
Oh, so, boy, you are just like, oh, you are a good influence all the way around.
Yeah, there you go.
So what story do you want to share most about your organizational journey?
So when I don't think people understand when your hormones are really going nuts as you get older. And I'm 51. So go back 4 years before I had to start driving to Santa Barbara, where my daughter goes to college. If you don't understand the distance, it's about five and a half hours from where I live. And I started dealing with health issues when I was in my 30s. When I had my third child, I started to get acid reflux, but I didn't know what it was because I'm not a biology major. And so what was happening is I was on a trip with my husband and I realized that I couldn't swallow or eat my food. And I didn't know what was happening. Well, I was eating a lot of fast food and stuff. I could tell you that's what was happening because we were on a trip and we're sitting in the car. And so that's when my world started to crash with not understanding my health. And so I started to see lots of doctors and I found out what it was, that it was acid reflux. But I had, I think, perimenopause. I think I was getting anxiety. When your hormones are out of whack, some people, everybody handles it differently, but I started getting, or maybe I had anxiety and it started to come up. It was really bad. Like I couldn't even, like if I had to drive over a bridge, my fear of heights would be so heightened that I was like, I had to do breathing exercises to do it or just not do it. So it affected my driving. So I stopped driving farther than the area around me. And so I didn't want to go on trips if my husband wasn't going and he wasn't driving. You know, it just affected everything. And so when I was driving to see her, I would listen to your podcast. Your podcast really, really helped me because I could get my mind off my situation and I would just listen to you. And so I think I listened to every single podcast. It's like, I'm like, oh,
thank you.
Another one, pull over, change the next one, listen, you know, and yeah. And it was really soothing for me. And it helped me, but eventually I got the help I needed, you know, and I think God just, he brought a people and company and doctors and it all just came together and I understood what was happening, but the coping, I had to cope. And that was hard. You know, when you don't have all the tools, when I did get this Sunday basket, it really helped with the less anxiety mentally. And then I was able to go to the doctors. I was able to be outside of myself. Like, so I was always internally focused on this battle that I'm dealing with alone. And now I can look at others' needs and not be so stressed out about what was happening to me. But I think this happens to a lot of homeschooling moms. I think they just don't think about themselves and they're always focused on their kids. But then you have to take care of yourself, however that looks. And I think organization is a huge part and your health, you know, and if you can't get that under control to get your health, and you know, you won't do it. You'll be always focused on your kid's doctor appointment or this or that. So, or the paperwork or this, you know, whatever the stress. That was huge for me. That was a major turning point for me.
I think everyone, I can only really speak to a woman's experience, but I'm seeing it with my husband as well. It's amazing how much that we as adults can take on and keep taking one more thing and one more thing. And continuing to think about our parents and our kids and our spouse and our dogs and our house. And we just keep, okay, one more thing until finally we're like, yeah, no, I have to be on this list. At least I have to be on the list. Like I have to be on the list. Mm-hmm. So if we're spending all this money on the kids' sports and school and books and camps and whatever, like I'm allowed to have a vitamin. I'm allowed to have a Pilates class. I'm allowed to get my nails done or whatever. Like I'm allowed to have a little bit of that budget for me.
Yeah.
And I still, I mean, I think I'm finally to the point where I spend more on me than I do on my kids. Although I think it's close. I think,
yeah.
I mean, you just always prioritize your kids and, you know, you sacrifice your kids. My kids are 22 and 20 years old. Like I would hope I'm spending as much on me as I am on them at this point. They're adults. Like at what point do we get to say, yes, you're allowed to spend some of the money that you earn at work on yourself for no other reason other than you wanted to have onion rings today
or
whatever it is.
Yeah,
like whatever you're allowed to have a guilty pleasure.
Iced tea.
Whatever it is. What do you think you have more of now?
Well, I definitely have more energy. I actually had to think about this one. I would say I have more time to focus on others. Even though I wasn't doing stuff for me, a lot of stuff, but I was still focusing on not on what others were experiencing, like maybe emotionally and all of that, but more me. And now when I see my kids, I can actually ask them like deeper questions and say, hey, I hope you have a good day, or how, you know what I mean? It's more like I'm starting to get away from what I'm thinking and I'm on to what somebody else is, or if they're experiencing something that's really hard, I can say, oh, how can I pray for you and all of that. Whereas I think before I was just like so consumed with time and what I was going to do and all of that. So that's what I have more, I guess it's interesting how that works more. Maybe it's like more like a servant heart, even though you already were serving. It's just a mental shift, you know?
Right. Maybe it's not that you are able even to serve more. You're able to not reap the benefits, but be present for it. So in a way, reap the benefits of the serving versus just like a to-do list serving.
Yeah. And I think that's true for sure. Like I was doing to-do lists, and actually I'm very task oriented. So I can get out. I just shove the emotion away. What do we got to get done? And so as a terrible,
we'll worry about that later.
I was terrible. I was not in the motions. I'm like, you got to do this. You got to do this. You got to do this. You know? And so yeah, it was not good.
I have to tell you, we're running a zoo around here. I mean, it's not like this is an orderly operation. Nobody understands the org chart. I wear all the hats. You're not doing your job responsibility. You need to be reported to management. I mean, it's not an easy job. That's not
hard to say.
No. Oh my gosh.
I understand that.
Oh my gosh. Is there anything you wish you had known sooner?
Yes. I wish I knew about the kids program sooner. That would have saved me. Like it would have been so much nicer to have you on the video and just go listen to her.
Yeah. So you're a homeschooling mom. Like as I was creating the video, I'm like, this totally should be a class. And like in homeschool, you get to make up whatever classes you want. Organization totally should be a class.
Yeah. And finance.
You sign it up, sign all the kids. It's a lifetime membership. Good to go. Put that me on. I will teach them. School. I will teach them.
That should be all
and then,
schools.
Yes. Cleaning your room. It's considered part of the curriculum.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I really liked how you did it. Like the mini apartment. I really like that. So I just wish that I'd started those. I did have habits and then I sort of didn't consistently help them put things in bins.
Yeah.
You know, and I think you just don't have all that time, but if they can learn it and learn it well, then you can walk away and, you know, they're still capable of it. I wouldn't say they're capable of initiating it, but they're capable, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. What advice would you give to someone who's just starting out?
The advice I would give is to listen to Lisa.
Thank you.
No matter how well off you think you are or your system is working, you need to be open to getting support in whatever that looks like. So whether it's maybe you need the Sunday basket, maybe there's something you can gain from it, even though you already have something similar, just reach out for support for sure. I think it would save you so much mental battle and maybe even your health, you know? So I think that's huge. Just knowing when to do it. Yeah. Yeah. And being open to talking to people because, you know, there's so much advice that can be good. There's bad advice, but there, you know, just be open to not judging and just be open to it.
Yeah. I think the not judging is so huge as a professional organizer in Cincinnati, even in our community. That's what we hear over and over and over again. Like no one ever judges and everyone's always positive inside of our community app. Like we're just really good friends. Like there's no click. There's no like, Oh, here's how you can do it better. Like, there just isn't any of that. And that is so intentional. And I'm so grateful that that is what we have. It's just so awesome. It's like such a safe pink bubble that you can go in and be with other people and just, you know, just be real and be like, here's where I am. And everybody's like, oh, that's great. I was there too. Here's where you could drive, blah, 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 blah. You're doing great.
I agree. I found a community of like-minded, you know, people that I work with, and it makes such a huge difference, your work environment. When you have people that are positive, they're on your team, they're on your side, it's huge. So that would also definitely be helpful.
Yeah.
So what, you want me to tell everyone, work for Lisa?
Like, no, no. I mean, inside of our community in the app for the 100 days and that's for the Sunday basket and all that. Yeah.
I actually need to reach out to your community. I'm in a switch right now, so I haven't had too much time to get that shift yet. But when I do, when I'm asking, like I said, I was getting the workbox. There were so many people that just reached out. They were just really, really fantastic. So I agree. And I need to get more more in touch with that, with the group and everything. It's hard, I think, because I'm not a technical person. I'm not like a online, and I'm making this shift over, you know, to doing that, but I'm just not used to like that. But I think COVID actually helped everyone with that shift, you know.
yes, getting online. Can't really, and it is hard. It is hard. I mean, to look at an app or whatever, and not everybody needs it. Like, I'm the kind of person, I could buy a course and go through a whole course and not meet another person that's doing the course. I'm totally fine with that. But there are a lot of people who are like, oh my gosh, somebody please tell me that we have to do the laundry. Somebody just tell me, like, and there'll be people who are like, okay, I'm going to do something today. Anybody want to do it with me? And then they'll, yes, I'm going to do this too. And then they're like, okay, even though you're in different houses, you're just like, okay, there are other people that are getting organized too. There are other people who are working on their time management too.
That's true. You can feed off their energy. Yeah. I do that. If everyone's cleaning the house, they're more motivated to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, that's true. That's true. I need some of that.
Well, get in the app, Tracy. I know you're qualified. Get on over there. And now we've just made it so you can get in there for free too.
I'm on the both of them. So like the Organized 365 community, right? And then, and I have the, your app is in my productivity file that I have on my phone.
Awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, Tracy, thank you so much for being a guest on the podcast.
Yeah. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it. And I appreciate you. So just so you know.
Thank you.
Are you ready to share your transformational story with me and the rest of the Organize 365 community? We would love to hear it. Please go to organize365.com/Wednesday and fill out an application. I cannot wait to see your application in my email inbox.